还没有完全啊成立起来的时候呢，在这神国里面呢，这一块田地里面呢，有两种的种族。
In other words, before the establishment of the kingdom of God, there are two kinds of seeds.
也就是说，善恶一直存在这团体当中。
And these two kinds of seeds tell us that there will be good and evil that exist together in a congregation.
那么有关这个比喻呢，主耶稣有加以解释，让门徒来了解。
And Jesus himself, he further explained this parable so that his disciple can have a better understanding.
也就是从三十七节以下到四十三节呢，主耶稣有加以解释。
He further explained this in verse 37 onward.
让我们知道麦子是指着呢，这个天国的子民。
He wants us to know that wheat refers to the chosen one of the kingdom of God.
那么败子是指着呢啊恶者的儿子。
And the evil one, the wheat refers to the evil one, the children of the devils.
那么撒好种的是耶稣基督。
And the one who sowed the good seeds is Jesus.
那么撒败子的就是撒旦。
And the one who sowed the bad seeds is Satan.
那田地是指着这个世界。
And this field refers to this world.
当然呢，啊，神国要成全在这个世界。
And of course, His kingdom will establish on this earth.
那么也可以说，神的教会，神在这里的教会，要建设在这个世界。
In other words, His church, the church that God will rule, will also establish on this earth.
如果再把它缩小来说
，If we're going to narrow this topic further,
每个人的心地呢，都要成为一块田。
Or our heart will be like a field.
神的道理要啊撒在我们的心地来发芽长大。
And the seeds of God's word will be sown in our heart until it will sprout.
但是撒旦呢也要啊撒他不好的种子在我们的心里。
At the same time, Satan also will sow his bad seed into our heart.
我们的心里也要成为一个小天国。
And our heart will one day become a little kingdom of God.
真正呢有神的道理造就在内心的人。
And for those people who truly has the heart of God that cultivate within his heart,
他的内心就要实现和平、慈爱、种种属神的那种性情的表现。
And within his heart shall fulfill all the criteria of the heavenly kingdom, which is peace, loving, kindness, and compassion.
但实际上在人的内心呢，也经常有善恶在挣扎。
But oftentimes in the heart of man, there's this conflicts of good and evil.
人还没有达到完全之前
，before a person can come to his perfect stage，
也经常在内心里面也有麦子，也有败子。
In his heart, there will still be wheat and wheat.
因此呢，善恶一直混杂在当中。
And this conflicts of evil, good and evil, continues in the heart.
但是当种子啊、长到有一个程度的时候呢，败子跟麦子呢渐渐明显。
And when this seed has grown to a certain stage, this wheat and wheat will become more obvious.
那仆人呢可以看得出来。
And the servant can see them clearly.
他心里非常矛盾，为什么我撒的好种呢？
And
在这个麦田里面也有败子生出来。
And this servant, he was very confused. He said to the owner, "Why is that? I can see good and bad seeds growing in my field."
耶稣说那不是你们做的是撒旦做的
and Jesus answered this is not what you have done but it's done by Satan
是人在睡觉的时候不知道的时候他把它撒下去的
it was when the time then you are sleeping that they have sowed the bad seeds
因此呢造成在这个团体里面呢善恶混杂
as a result there will be this conflicts of good and evil mixed together in this congregations
所以仆人非常的着急要赶快把这些不好的除掉
and in this incident the servant he was very anxious and he wants to pull up all the weeds
但是在这个比喻里面主耶稣强调不可以
but in this parable Jesus he emphasized that he should not do so
啊，让这两种呢一起成长
And he said that they should let them grow together.
因为如果急的要把这个败子除掉的话，会伤害到麦子。
Because if the servant would be anxious to pull up the weed, he may pull out the wheat as well.
所以主人希望仆人呢，啊，不要有急性子，要有宽容的心。
And therefore here, the owners doesn't want the servants to be anxious, but want him to be more patient.
但是根据主耶稣救人的道理，让我们了解。
But according to the plan of salvation of Jesus, we can understand one point.
神的慈爱，神的能力，有办法让做些坏的渐渐变好。
That with the power and the compassion of God, He is able to allow the bad seed to become better.
当然呢，神也希望每个树人呢都成为神的子民。
And God also wished that all the people of the world can be His children.
所以败子不一定永远是败子，也有可能呢。啊，成为麦子。
And the wheat may not always be wheat, and one day it may transform into wheat.
但是败子如果一直呢不肯悔改，永远是败子的话。
But if the wheat continue to be wheat and refuse to repent, it will always be wheat.
当然呢，要等到收割，自然就分明出来。
And until the time of harvest, then they will be separated.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，所强调的。
So in this parable, what Jesus is trying to emphasize,
并不是败子跟麦子永远不变的。
He is not trying to say that the wheat and the wheat will never change.
麦子也有可能受败子的影响，渐渐变质。
Sometimes the wheat may be influenced by the wheat and change turn to become bad.
因为两种的种子一成长，根都扎在一起。
Because when they grow together, their roots are entangled together.
麦子跟败子有时候呢，啊，让做些仆人呢不容易去分别。
And it's difficult for the servants to differentiate between what is the wheat and what is the weed.
同样的，人所看出来的这个是好人，那个是比较不好，也不正确。
And it's the same for human. We cannot tell from appearance whether this person is good or bad.
光看外表是不正确的。
And we cannot judge a person just based on his outward appearance.
有的人面相好像很凶恶，实际上内心非常善良。
Sometimes a person can look mean, but he's actually very kind in his heart.
看起来好像败子，实际上呢，他有麦子的生命。
Although he may look like one of those wheat, but he actually has the life of the wheat.
所以主人呢，不希望啊，仆人呢有急性子，马上。根据他所判断的，要把它除掉。
Therefore, here the owners he doesn't want his servants to be anxious, but want him to wait until harvest.
主人说不可以，要等着他们一起成长。
Therefore, here owners said, do not pull them out yet, but wait until they grow together and we harvest them.
那到这个收割的时候，自然就能够分明出来。
And until the time of harvest, we can differentiate the wheat from the wheat.
所以这个比喻里面呢，啊，也表示着神有丰富的慈爱。
And this parable tells us that God, He has compassion.
他宽容很多的罪人，等待他们有一天能够悔改归向神。
He has rich compassion, waiting for all the sinners to repent and turn back to Him.
在这救赎的工作还没完成之前，神一向就是这种宽容的态度。
And before the plan of salvation is completed, God still holds his heart of compassion.
弟兄姐妹也有软弱的时候，也有刚强的时候。
And this is the same for all of us, brothers and sisters. There are times for us to be weak, and there's time for us to be strong.
当然呢，主耶稣都希望大家呢渐渐刚强起来。
And the Lord Jesus hopes that all of us can grow to become stronger and stronger each day.
当然呢，主耶稣希望啊，每一位呢都成为呢纯麦子。
And of course, the Lord also wished that one day all of us can be the pure wheat.
到收割的时候，几乎看不见败子。
And until the time of harvest, that we will not see a single wheat.
这是神呢对世人苦心的经营呐。
And this is how God tend to His people by His own heart.
也是各位成为神仆人的，必须要学习神啊这种宽容的态度。
And we to get to today as servant, we also have to learn from God.His compassion.
才能够呢，把神国呢建立得越来越完美。
So then we can establish His kingdom of God on earth.
那么三十节这边提到主人呢对仆人所说的话。
And in verse 31 it says about what servant said to his owner.
所容作两样一起长，等着收割。
Sorry, this is what the owner said to the servants, let both grow together until the harvest.
在麦子跟稗子成长的过程当中啊。
And during the process of the growth of the wheat and the weeds.
神的慈爱。
The compassion of God is evident.
一直在这个园子里面。
Compassion of God is evident within this field.
希望呢，这些稗子也成为麦子。
He wait and hope that all the wheat will transform into wheat.
在整个这个世界里面。
And within this world.
也有善良的人，也有呢比较不好的人。
There are people who are kind, and there are also people who are wicked.
也有不少的人是恶浊之主。
There are also many who are sons of evil.
但是神呢，就希望这些人能够悔改，成为神的儿女。
But God, He wants all these people to repent and turn to become His children.
所以在收割还没有到的时候
，So before the time of harvest,
神希望每个人都能够悔改。
And God hoped that everyone can come to repent.
我们请看彼得后书第三章第九节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第九节。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。彼得在这边提到说，主所应许的就是有关主要再来的事情。
In chapter 3, verse 9 of 2 Peter, here the Lord mentions that.
记得我从小信耶稣到现在，就经常听到啊，传道人在宣告主耶稣快再来。
Here he mentions that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, but he is coming.
当人渐渐老了，主还是还没有来。
And this is the same for me since young when I'm waiting, and I heard that Jesus is coming, but now I'm older, and yet the Lord has not come.
将近要两千年前的彼得呢，也是这么强调。
And this has been emphasized by Peter 2,000 years ago.
但经过这么多年呢，主耶稣还是还没有来。
But after all these years, our Lord Jesus still hasn't come.
当然呢，人对时间的观念跟神是不太一样的。
And of course, the perspective of time of man is very different from that of God.
在人的感觉上呢，好像主耶稣迟迟还不再来。
And in impressions of men, the Lord is slow in keeping His promise about His coming.
也许主耶稣看到我们这些传福音不太热心了。
And maybe the Lord see that we're not very fervent in preaching and spreading the gospel.
分享主耶稣恩典的人呢，还不够多啊，太少。
And there are very little people who can come to share into His grace of salvation.
在这种情形之下，主耶稣怎么忍心再来呢？
And in this circumstance, will the Lord want to come at this moment?
所以彼得在这边强调，不是他单言，是一族的宽容。
And that is why here, Peter, he emphasized it's not that the Lord is slow in coming, but it's because he has patience and compassion.
所以在宽容这期间呢，我们已经得到主耶稣救恩的人，要认真传福音了。
And during the time of His grace and compassion, for us who already receive His salvation, we must all the more spread the gospel.
这样才能够满足主耶稣的愿望。
And then only can we fulfill the wish and the hope of our Lord Jesus.
因为呢，神啊，愿意人人都悔改。
Because God, He wished that all people will repent.
虽然他看到善恶混杂在这个世界上。
Although He has seen that good and evil are mixed in this world.
虽然他也看到。在教会里面也善恶混杂在当中。
Already, although he has seen with by himself that in church there is a mixture of good and evil.
但是他希望有一天都能够在神的家中呢，完全成为善的。
But he hoped that one day everyone in this household of God will be one that is good.
所以除了还没有接受主耶稣救恩的人需要悔改以外
，And besides those people who has yet received the salvations.Should repent.
信徒也要悔改。
The members should also repent.
也就是说，需要修正自己。
And this means that we have to cultivate ourselves and examine ourselves.
因为大家都不完美。
Because all of us are imperfect.
那如果始终不悔改的话
and we still refuse to repent,
当然到后来呢就会灭亡。
And until one day during the time of harvest, then we'll be destroyed.
请看路加福音十三章第四节第五节。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十三章第四节第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 4 to 5, page 738.
从前西罗亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？第五节。
Verse 5.
我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。在犹太人的这个社会当中，曾经呢发生过意外的事情。
And here this.Verse tells us that during the time of the Israelites, there's this incident that had happened.
西罗亚楼倒塌了，结果呢，那十八个人被压死了。
And this is the incident that the tower in Siloam had fell, and there were altogether 18 people who died under the tower.
在人的错误的观念之下，以为这些呢，发生意外的人都是坏人。
And with this wrong concept that people had, they thought these people who die on this tower are all evil people.
主耶稣在这边说，不见得。
But here Jesus said, I tell you, it's not.
他们虽然在肉体上发生意外，
although physically they have met with disaster.
但是主耶稣强调，这些人不见得呢，比那些平安的人更坏，不见得。
But this doesn't mean that these people who die under the tower are worse off those people who live under peace.
但是人往往都凭看得见所发生的事情来判断一个人的好坏。
But oftentimes men will judge with what he can see, whether this person is good or evil.
这是非常不正确的。
And this is a wrong judgment.
那么主耶稣在这边所强调的就是人要悔改。
Here, what Jesus wants to emphasize rather is that all men should repent.
如果始终不悔改呢，也就是说不追求长进的话。
And if this person refuses to repent and refuses to pursue to be better,
当然呢，到后来呢，就会灭亡。
Then until one day he will be completely destroyed.
接下来在第六节以下，主耶稣又讲一个比喻啊。
And in verse 6 of chapter 13, Jesus told another parable.
说一棵无花果树不能够结果。
That's the fig tree that it cannot bear any fruit.
但是主人呢一直给这个无花果机会。
But this master, this owner who planted this tree kept giving this tree a chance.
管园的仆人呢一直想要把这一棵无花果树砍掉。
But the servant wanted to cut this tree down.
但是呢还是呢不能够把它砍掉。
But still, the owner refused to let the servant cut the tree down.
因为呢，管园的仆人也很有爱心。
Because the man who planted this tree is filled with lots of love and patience.
他有耐心的要经营它。
And he has this patience to tend to this tree.
甚至他向主人要求啊。
And he even make a request.
让这一棵无花果树呢，再给他三年的机会。
And request that let this tree leave it alone for another year.
再给他今年的机会。
3 years and more years to come.
虽然已经三年的机会过去了。
And although 3 years has already passed by,
但是呢，仆人还是要求今年再看看。
And again, he requests to leave it alone for another year.
也许今年呢，又没有结果子。
Maybe this year it will still refuse to bear any fruit.
但是也不见得会马上被砍掉。
But doesn't mean that we have to cut it down immediately.
也许呢会被砍掉，也许不一定的。
Maybe we should or maybe we should not.
这都表示神给我们呢有充分的机会来求上进的。
And this parable tells us that God has given us ample time to pursue to be better.
所以我们从败子的这个比喻里面。
Therefore, from this parable of the weeds,
也让我们来学习这些道理。
We can learn these lessons.
当然呢，神有恩慈的一面，也有严厉的一面。
God, He has His compassionate side. He also have His serious side.
到收割的时候呢，他就显出严厉的一面。
And until the time of harvest, He will show His righteousness.
所以使徒保罗也曾经呢把神的这种态度阐明出来。
And this is what Apostle Paul has taught his disciple.
请看罗马书十一章二十二节。
Turn to the book of Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章二十二节。可见神的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的。
Verse 22.
只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。保罗在这边阐明，神是恩慈的。
In verse 22 of chapter 11, here Paul.
但是看那助干堕落的人，助干跌倒的人，他不得不就，成为一个严厉的。
Here Paul tells us that God has compassion, but He's stern to those who fall.
实际上，神对每一位都是恩慈的。
And in actual fact, God is showing kindness to everyone us. One
当然，他希望每一位呢都能够长久在神的恩慈里面。
And of course, He hopes that all of us will live under His grace.
如果三番两次给我们机会都没有办法改变的话，当然在那最后呢，不得不就要砍掉。
And if he kept giving us time for us to repent and yet refuse, then one day he will cut us off.
所以呢，在这个拜子的比喻里面呢，主耶稣就强调让拜子跟麦子一起增长。
Therefore, in the parable of the wheat, Jesus he emphasized that he should allow both the wheat and the wheat to grow together.
也就是说，在这期间呢，不能够用严厉的态度来对待他们。
And which means that during this time, they shouldn't be stern with the evil one.
人与人之间，如果用严厉的态度，可能造成一个人自暴自弃。
And this is the same for human. We shouldn't be stern to each other.
可能让一个人呢越来越跟神疏远。
Because if we are too strict to a person who is still growing in faith, then we may cause this person to depart himself further from God.
如果用恩慈的话呢？很可能会把这个人跟神拉近。
But on the other hand, if we use kindness, then we'll bring this person closer to God.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，告诉仆人。
Therefore, in this parable, Jesus is telling his disciple.
让稗子跟麦子一起增长。
That he should, they should allow the wheat and the wheat to grow together.
也许在增长当中呢，稗子会受麦子的影响，渐渐成为麦子。
And maybe during the process of the growth, the wheat may be influenced by the wheat and transformed to become better.
所以收割未到善恶混杂，但是呢，不是永远的。
And before the time of harvest, there will be a mixture of good and evil, but this will not be for a long time.
好的可能也会变坏，坏的可能也会变好。
The good may transform to be evil, and maybe the evil will transform to become good.
但是我们相信呢，变好的比较多啊。
But of course, we hope that there will be more that turn to become good.
那么有关收割的时候是什么时候呢
？And so when is this time of harvest?
我们请看马太福音十三章三十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 39.
马太福音十三章三十九节。
13 verse 39, page 691.
撒败子的。仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。主耶稣在这边解释败子的比喻里面的一小部分。
And in verse 39, Jesus is trying to explain part of the parable of the wheat.
他说撒败子的仇敌呢，就是魔鬼。
In verse 39, he said that the enemy is the one who sowed the wheat.
魔鬼工作的对象。除了属于他的人以外呢，神的儿女也是他工作的对象。
And the devil is not only attacking those that belongs to them, but he is attacking to the children that belongs to God.
魔鬼经营的范围以外呢，也有可能呢，也要到神的所经营的这个团体呢，他也要暗中要来经营。
And beyond tending his own group of children, the devil will also tend to those children that belongs to God.
这是主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，特别强调要我们不要忽略的。
And this is what Jesus wants us to remember and not to neglect the point.
那接下来他说收割的时候就是世界的末了。
And following he said that the harvest is the end of the age.
到底世界的末了在什么时候呢？
And when exactly is the end of the age?
有的人呢就根据这个世界的急速来分析。
And sometimes people, they try to analyze this according to the era of times.
来对照圣经的预言。
And to compare what happened in this world to the prophecies in the Bible.
那么有关呢？这个世界末了，主耶稣的预言是怎么说呢
？And what does Jesus have to say about the end of the age?
请看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音二十四章第三节。
Chapter 24, verse 3, page 701.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”主耶稣还在世的时候
，During the time when Jesus was still on earth，
有一次呢，门徒跟他在这个橄榄山上。
There was once Jesus was sitting with his disciple on the Mount of Olives。
那么主耶稣就看到啊。耶路撒冷城啊，啊，他说这个城呢，存留不久。
And that time Jesus he was looking at Jerusalem and said that this city will not last too long.
这个圣殿呢，啊，会被毁坏的。
And one day this city will be destroyed.
那这个时候呢，啊，门徒又想起他将来要再来世界的末了的事情。
And so at this point, the disciple they was thinking about what will happen to.This world during his second coming.
当然呢，人不晓得主耶稣要再来是在哪一年。
Of course, none of us here know when exactly Jesus will come.
世界什么时候会结束呢？人不知道。
And none of us here know exactly when this world will come to an end.
但是主耶稣在这边说有预兆给我们做参考。
But here Jesus said that there will be sign for us to take note of.
那这些预兆就是第四节以下啊所说的事情。
And these signs is what Jesus said in verse 4 onward.
邪教啊会很兴旺的来迷惑人。
And here he said that there will be many cults that will deceive many.
假基督就是传不纯福音的，也许会很兴旺来迷惑选民。
And the false Christ will prosper and lure the chosen one.
所以你不要看神的教会好像不太发展，其他的宗教就很发展，你就认为我们内部有问题，不见得的。
And you shouldn't think that the Church of God, our church is not growing compared to other church that's growing so quickly.
那第六节以下又提到呢，有打仗的风声啊。
And verse 6 it says that you'll hear wars.
这个世界没有办法带来和平。
And there will be no peace.
这里面呢，主耶稣有强调民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And Jesus mentioned that the nation will raise against nations and kingdom against kingdom.
到处饥荒、地震发生啊。
And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
这些呢，都是啊，这个世界末了的兆头啊。
And all these are the beginning of birth pains, which is the sign of the coming.
这些事情都会陆陆续续的。显在世人的眼前呐、啊。
And all these signs will slowly be fulfilled before the eyes of people.
所以主耶稣在这个拜读的比喻里面呢，说收割就是世界的末了。
And here, when Jesus mentioned the harvest time, it's the time of his second coming.
那么收割的人是天使。
And the harvesters are the angels.
也就是说天使的工作要把这些败子把它薅出来。
In other words, the angel jobs will be pulling out the weeds and burn them in fire.
我们请看马太福音十三章四十节。
Chapter 13, verse 40, book of Matthew.
四十节。
Verse 40.
将败子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。天使就是收割的人。
The angels, they are the harvesters.
他要把收割的时候要把败子薅出来。
And during the time of harvest, they will pull out the wheat.
神的仆人分不清楚。
But the servants of God, they cannot differentiate the wheat from the wheat.
当稗子跟麦子混杂在一起的时候，就天使呢才能够分清楚。
Especially they are mixed together, and only angels can differentiate them from each other.
我们再看四十一节。
Verse 41.
人主要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和坐卧的从他国里挑出来。在神的国度里面，就一直善恶混杂。
And within this kingdom of God on earth, there are this mixtures of good and evil.
也许善的占多数呢，就会影响这些恶的渐渐成为善的。
Maybe the majority of the good will influence the minority that are evil and turn them to become better.
但是少数比较狡猾的呢，不进步的。
But the minority that are cunning and does not suit a pursuit to become better,
一直掺杂在这个团体里面。
And if the minority consists, continues to exist among the majority,
就少数不好的会叫人跌倒啊。
That this minority may also cause some to fall.
但是呢，天主要从神的这个属神的国度这个团体里面把
in the kingdom of God.
所以收割的时候自然就分明出来。
And during the time of harvest, they can set them apart from each other.
这里有提到说把一切叫人跌倒的。
Here it says that those that cause others to stumble.
这是恶者的工作。
And this is done by the evil one.
他希望这些神的子民个个都能够跌倒。
And these evil doers, they hope that all the children of God will fall.
所以有少数的人就成为呢恶者的工具啊。
And there will be a minority of people become the tool of the evil.
就是呢，因为他呢不好而影响别人来跌倒的。
They will be used by Satan be a stumbling blocks to cause others to fall.
所以主耶稣在其他的地方呢，也曾经提到属人跌倒的有灾祸。
And therefore Jesus also mentioned that woe to those people who cause others to fall.
请看。路加福音书七章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 17.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2, page 741.
路加福音书七章第一节第二节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 1 and 2.
耶稣又对门徒说：“绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那些绊倒人有祸了。”第二节。
Two.
就是把魔术拴在这个人的颈项上丢在海里面，还强如他把这小组里的一个绊倒了。主耶稣在这边提到绊倒人的有灾祸。
Here Jesus mentioned that the person who caused others to fall is woe.
人在不小心之下往往成为人的绊脚石啊。
Sometimes unintentionally that we may become a stumbling block to others.
但是主耶稣在这边说那绊倒人的有灾祸。
And here Jesus, he was very stern and said, woe to those people who cause others to fall.
所以恶者所撒下去的败柱的种子呢，就是要把这些麦子绊倒啊。
And what the evil ones try to do is to sow the seed to cause people to fall.
如果始终不改变呢，当然就有灾祸了。
And if you still continue not to repent, then disaster will come upon you.
所以在神的国度里面，这个团体呢
？So within the kingdom of God in this congregations,
要经常预防绊倒的事情。
Then we also have to take note and be alert for those people who are stumbling blocks.
所以神的家中很需要爱心互相扶持啊。
And this is especially within this house of God that we should use love to support and help each other.
神的这个团体里面呢，需要断绝互相议论的事情。
And within this household of God, we should stop gossiping and criticizing each other.
因为这个很容易绊倒人呐。
Because this will easily cause others to fall.
我们再请看这个罗马书十四章十三节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 13.
罗马书十四章十三节。
Page 804, Romans chapter 14.Verse 13.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, Make up your mind and not to put any stumbling block or obstacles in your brother's way.
保罗在这边提到说，彼此论断呢，会成为弟兄呢，这个半跌之物啊。
Here, Paul emphasized that when we pass judgment, we may become a stumbling block to others.
因为这种情形好像麦子呢，这个根呢，缠在这个麦子的根一样的。
And this situation will be like the root of the wheat that's entangled with the root of the wheat.
那么当然呢，麦子呢要成长很困难，也许呢会被他拖累下去的。
And as a result, it's very difficult for this wheat to grow because the root will be pulled down by the weed.
所以善恶混杂在一起呢，也有这种危险性。
And this is a danger that lies in this time when this mixture of good and evil.
但是呢，败子的生命如果更旺盛的话。
And also further, the life of the weed is more prosperous than the wheat.
会把这个败子的生命呢，感化成为好的生命。
If the life of the wheat is more prosperous than the wheat, then it may transform and change the wheat to become better.
那么半跌之物就会渐渐减少啊。
And then it will lessen the stumbling blocks and obstacles.
那什么是半跌之物呢？
And what are those that's considered as stumbling blocks?
这个很难讲的。
It's quite difficult to put it.
我们请看二十五节
Verse 20。
不可因为俗物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因为俗物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪。
Verse 20, do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it's wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble.
保罗在这边说，人俗物都会成为人的半跌物啊。
Here, Paul mentions that even the food can be a stumbling block to others.
实际上，凡物都是洁净的。
In actual fact, all food is clean.
但是人呢，会因为食物呢，来影响到一个人的信仰。
But sometimes a person, can be because of food that cause someone else to stumble.
我们再看二十一节。
Verse 21.
无论是粗弱的，是喝酒的，是什么别的事。叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brothers to fall.
你说肉不好吗？肉很好。
And it's good to eat meat.
以肉体的立场来看，人如果没有肉食的话呢，比较没有力量。
And from nutritional point of view, if a person does not take meat, then this person may lack of energy and protein.
当然呢，蔬菜也有蔬菜的价值。
And of course, on the other hand, vegetable has its own value.
肉食也有肉食的价值。
And this is the same for a meat eater.
在神所创造的这些呢，都是好的。
And whatever God has created, they are all good for man to eat.
但是只要人把它用为呢，对自己、对别人都能够有好处的。
But if the person can make it beneficial to himself as well as to others,
那凡物就能够成为好的。
Then all the things are considered as good and not as an obstacle.
所以也不要因为食物来议论，就成为呢半跌物。
And therefore, do not pass judgment because of food, and this may become a stumbling block.
有的人食量比较大，有的人比较少，也不要。因此呢，去议论人。
And some people may eat more, and some people may eat less, and we should not pass judgment on this as well.
有的人喝这个饮料比较习惯，有的人是那种饮料比较习惯，也不要去批评他。
And this is the same for the beverage one would take. We shouldn't pass judgment.
这样就能够互相得到造就的。
And in this way, we can edify each other.
所以主耶稣在这个败子的比喻里面呢，强调收割的时候就能够分辨出来。
Therefore, here, Jesus he emphasized that it is during the time of harvest that we can differentiate between the good and evil.
收割的人就是天使。
And the harvesters are the angels.
那么天使除了收割的这种工作以外
，besides the jobs of harvesting。
还有很多的工作。
There are also many things that the angel has to do.
请看彼得前书第一章十二节。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章十二节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 12, page 857.
彼得前书第一章十二节。
First Peter chapter one verse 12。
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵，传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Verse 12, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
在古代的先知里面，有很多人从神那边得到美好的启示。
And in ancient time, there are many of the prophets, they have received revelations from God.
他们把所得的信息呢，传给人，让人得到造就。
And with the revelations that they have received from God, they preach it to men so that the men will be edified.
在这个末后，圣灵降临，借着圣灵的工作，又传给那些呢，不认识神救恩的人。
And during this period of end time, for those people who have received the Holy Spirit, will preach the words to those who have yet received the Holy Spirit.
传福音的工作是非常辛苦的。
And they will realize that it's not an easy job.
要带领一个人来归向主呢，是不容易的。
It is not an easy job to bring others to turn back to God.
但是在这过程当中呢，天使都详细在查看的。
But during this whole process,The angels have been taking note of all these things.
因为这件事太重要。
Because this matter is very important.
所以天使除了收割的工作以外，
And besides taking up the job of, as the harvesters,
他也不断地在暗中帮助这些传福音的人。
They are also helping those people who are spreading the gospel.
所以我们有生之年，除了我们的工作以外，传福的工作能够多多参与啊。
As long as we are living, other than our job that's important, we also have to take on this job of preaching the gospel.
虽然你有时候力不从心啊，但天使还是会帮助你的。
And although sometimes we are lacking of energy and strength, but angels is the one that will add strength upon us.
因为天使不是只有收割的工作啊。
Because the angel's job is not just harvesting.
不是只有呢把恶人挑出来而已啊。
They're not only taking on the job to pull out the evil ones.
他也一直在帮助这些软弱有缺点的，能够让他更好。
And they are constantly helping those people who are weak.
所以当神的仆人呢，能够做这些事，天使一定会协助他的。
As long as the servant of God, is willing to take on this task, surely the angels will help them.
所以在还没有收割之前呢，传福音的工作非常重要。
Therefore, before the time of harvest, it is very important for us to spread the gospel.
当然呢，希望我们这些已经蒙主耶稣救恩的人呢，多多的看重这些传福音的工作。
And of course, we have been chosen by God. We have to place more emphasis on this work of spreading the gospel.
那么有关呢，主耶稣所说的拜主的比喻呢，下午呢讲这一小部分呢，跟大家做参考。
And with this parable of the wheat, I shall share with you this afternoon until here.
让我们在主耶稣的这个比喻里面呢，来互相分享。
And that we can learn from his teaching.